Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you watched the Iowa primaries, you were probably under the impression, as most of us are, that this is a done deal, that the primary is over. Donald Trump absolutely destroyed his opposition, getting over 50%, 51-point-something%. The next highest person was Ron DeSantis, coming second with 21. Literally 30 points behind Nikki Haley, 19%. Now, you wouldn't know it if you listened to either one of Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley's speeches afterwards. Ron DeSantis basically said that this was a sweeping victory and that it sets him on the road to the next stage. Well, the next stage is New Hampshire, where Ron DeSantis is in single digits. Nikki Haley, well, her speech was worse. Nikki Haley literally said, this proves we now are down to a two-person race. Really? You got 19% of the vote in a state that you spent tens of millions of dollars more than any of your other opponents on, and you came in third. This is not a two-person race. It's not a one-on-one. It's nothing. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. Or is he? And that's basically the subject of today's show, folks, because things going on. It's very obvious to me that when you see people like a Nikki Haley, who come in third place with 19% of the vote, literally could have gave $100,000 to every voter, and that's about how many votes she would have gotten for the money she spent. Say, it's a two-person race now, and totally leap over Ron DeSantis. You really have to wonder. Now, we can talk all we want about Ron DeSantis being a little bit ahead of the game here, saying he's now set in motion for the next two or three states. No, Ron, you're not. This is a problem. This is a problem. Ron has good intentions. And I believe he's a good guy. I believe he will make a great president one day. This is not your year. You took some horrible advice. You ran a terrible campaign. And you had some major gaffes. And that comes with experience. See, that's the thing. He doesn't really have that. Now, you can say, well, Donald Trump never was a politician. Exactly. But when you are a career politician, then you can't be making unforced errors, and DeSantis made a lot of them. Now, again, is he a genuine person that cares about this country and wants to right some wrongs? Yeah, of course he is. But he's not ready right now. So I understand his enthusiasm that he came in second here. A lot of people had Nikki Haley marked for second place, saying that she was easily going to take second place. And DeSantis would probably bow out of the campaign after Iowa. Well, that didn't happen. But I want people to understand something. No one in their right mind, no one, gives a speech after they come in third with only 19% of the vote and say it's now a two-person race. No one does that. That speech was written ahead of time, folks. And nobody took that line out. Nikki Haley's speech was written ahead of time. And one of the lines was, it's clearly now after this night that it is a two-person race. That line was written before they realized that Nikki Haley did not come in second place, and no one removed it from her speech. Interesting, right? Makes you almost think they know something we don't know. But we do know some things, don't we? In fact, we know quite a few things. We know beyond any shadow of any doubt that Nikki Haley is going on to New Hampshire. And she's probably going to come in much, much, much better than Ron DeSantis. And we know the reason why. Because in New Hampshire, you can be a Democrat and vote in the Republican primary. Now, I'm going to let you in on a secret. In the Iowa primary, a good percentage of people who voted for Nikki Haley were Democrats who changed their political affiliation to vote for Nikki Haley. Which means Ron DeSantis probably would have won by a much larger, I mean come in second, not one. And Trump would have won by a much larger margin. Fact of the matter is, folks, Nikki Haley is the Democrat's choice. Remember I told you, you don't fight so hard against somebody you really want to run against. So why are you trying to throw Donald Trump in jail? Why are you trying to throw him under the bus? Why are you trying to make sure he can't run for president? If he's so easy to beat, of course you would allow him to be the nominee so that you could beat him very easily, right? Now, Nikki Haley is saying every poll shows that I'm beating Joe Biden by incredible numbers. Those polls, folks, are phony. The Democrats want Nikki Haley to run. And the reason they want Nikki Haley to run is because they feel in their heart of hearts Joe Biden can defeat her. But even if they are wrong, they are going to have a president they can live with. They're going to have a president that espouses a good amount of their values. Nikki Haley is a phony. You know who the largest donor to her campaign is? Democrats. Ask yourself why. Why are Democrats campaign fundraising for Nikki Haley? Why are they donating to her campaign? Because the Democrats have a plan, and so do some of the more, let's say, old-school Republicans. And that is, we must keep Donald Trump out of this White House at all costs, and it's not looking good. Nikki Haley does know something we don't know. She knows that if Donald Trump is prevented from running for president and she can somehow get Ron DeSantis out of this race, that's it. She's the nominee. The Democrats know that too. So the Democrats are putting all of their eggs in the basket of Nikki Haley. They're saying, well, we will have a no-lose situation. If we support Nikki Haley, if we can somehow drag her across the finish line, or at least keep her close enough and not get her to suspend her campaign, and something happens that Joe doesn't win or Joe can't run, we'll still have someone there that's either A, extremely beatable, or B, even if she's not beatable, is someone we can certainly live with as a president for 4 years until we run someone else. Nikki Haley's a Democrat's choice. She's also the old school Republican's choice. And Nikki Haley knows this. So she's going to hang on. Don't expect Nikki Haley to suspend her campaign. I don't care if she comes in third in New Hampshire, which she won't, but let's say she did. A logical person would then say, well, I've come in third to Ron DeSantis' second twice, and I'm staring down the barrel of South Carolina, which is my home state, and I'm behind by 30 points there. I don't want to humiliate myself and lose in my home state by 30 points, so I think this is the time for me to bow out, and I will obviously throw my support behind Donald Trump. She's not going to do it. Because in her heart of hearts, Nikki Haley knows the Democrats may succeed in stopping Donald Trump from running for president. And she is more than willing to pick up the bones. She is more than willing to say, oh, well, isn't that a horrible thing what the Democrats did to Donald Trump? While I don't agree with it, I certainly will be the nominee, and I certainly will defeat these people who did this evil thing, nod, nod, wink, wink. Wake up. Nikki Haley is in bed with the Never Trumpers of both parties. Of both parties. You know, when you have a guy like Jamie Dimon literally say, and this is a guy who, let's face it, is as liberal as they come, literally tell CNN, you guys better be careful. Because if you honestly think that all of the Trump supporters are just supporting him because they feel he's being picked on, or they feel he's, you know, misunderstood, or they're just cultists who think, you know, like a leader, you're mistaken. Donald Trump was right about a lot of things. Donald Trump was right about NATO. Donald Trump was right about Russia. Donald Trump was right about North Korea. He was right about the economy. He was right about a lot of things. So if you want to paint all of these people who vote for him as cult members, just remember that a lot of these people are looking at the things Donald Trump said or predicted, and they came true, and he was right. Now, for a guy like Jamie Dimon to say that, this has got to panic the Democratic Party beyond all belief. Because this is one of their own, telling them right to their face, you guys are in trouble. Big trouble. And you can see on their faces. See, this is the thing. If you're a newscaster and your job is to give the news fairly and honestly, then when somebody like that says something like that, you don't have the look on your face of hatred and despair and grief and anger. You simply say, well, that's very interesting. That's a very interesting take on that. No, no, no. You see, there are no more news anchors, not even on Fox News. You have political pundits disguised as journalists, and they're not journalists. They're political pundits. Now, you can have opinion shows. You're listening to one of them. I don't pretend to be a journalist. Tell you, I'm giving you my opinion. But the people on CNN don't do that. The people on MSNBC don't do that. They say this is the facts. The facts are the economy's great. Job numbers have never been better. It's not true. They're just making it up. We guarantee you that January 6th was an insurrection. It's not true. They're making it up. They know it's not an insurrection. They know the economy's suffering. They know that open borders the way it is unsustainable. They know all this. They're just making it up, folks, because it's the only way they can maintain their hold on power. So they took a good hard look and they said, maybe we can stop Trump by prosecuting him. Let's just keep prosecuting and prosecuting and prosecuting him. And he will have so many problems that even his most ardent supporters will eventually just say, well, forget it. I mean, he's just mired in too many problems to be the president. We need a president who's relatively problem-free to solve these issues. What was Nikki Haley's big battle cry lately? Donald Trump is going through such hard times with all of his indictments, and you already know that if he becomes the president, they will never stop. It's going to continue for 4 more years, and we can't have this. So you need to vote for me instead of Donald Trump because I am problem-free. Well, then what you're saying to your constituents, Miss Haley, Mrs. Haley, is that because the Democrats are picking on Donald Trump unfairly, you shouldn't vote for him. You should allow them to disqualify him unfairly, and anybody they choose in the future to pick on, you also should allow them to do that so that they can basically decide what candidate they want to run against. That's what she's saying. She's basically saying, let's have the Democrats decide which candidate they want to run against. If they don't want to run against one, all they have to do is indict them, accuse them of a million things, drag them through the unfair legal system, and we'll abandon him. And they'll get to choose who you actually run. They're doing it now anyway. They're voting for Nikki Haley in droves, and they're going to do it in New Hampshire. And I can promise you this, Ronna McDaniel, suddenly all the money's going to dry up. Well, watch what happens. If Nikki Haley comes in second, which I predict she probably will in New Hampshire, suddenly you're going to see MAGA candidates. Money dry up through the Republican Party. Oh, we're not going to put any money behind this particular candidate because you're supporting Trump. Nod, nod, wink, wink. Get behind us and maybe we'll throw a little money your way. That's what they do. They're going to starve MAGA candidates of support monetarily and endorsement-wise. No one's going to campaign for the MAGA candidates, and the message is going to be clear. Desert Donald Trump, or your political career is over. Establishment Republicans want. They want Nikki Haley. They want old guard Republicans in there. And that's what the Democrats want, too. The Democrats say, well, the old guard Republicans are no problem. They're basically what the old Democrats used to be. We can deal with that. After all, we're dealing with some of the MAGA ones and getting what we want. Can you imagine how much we'll get if the old guard Republicans come back, like a Mitch McConnell? Let's get all Mitch McConnell clones in, and everything will just be fine. $1 billion, folks. $2 billion is missing in funds we gave to the Ukraine. And Nikki Haley says, oh, we got to get more than that. How about you find the $2 billion that you've lost and tell them until that is found, there's not one more dime coming. Because $2 billion is not our money. If I gave you a $100 bill and told you to go to the store for me and you said you lost it, that's my money and you lost it. Well, $2 billion of taxpayers' money has been lost. Are they going to refund it? No, they're not going to refund it. You know what they're going to say? What are you going to do about it? What are you, sitting at your house, watching TV, eating your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, what are you going to do about it? Cretin, you going to challenge us? You going to demand we find it? They'll laugh right in your face. They don't care. That's $2 billion of your money. Every single dime of it came from a taxpayer, and they couldn't give a damn that it's gone. You know what their solution is? Well, we'll give them $2 billion more, I guess. That's gone. So take my analogy. You gave somebody a $100 bill and told them to go to the store and buy you things, and they lost it and came back and said, well, I lost it. Give me another $100. You going to do it? You going to trust that person? Or are you going to say, hell no, I'm not going to give you another $100, and you owe me $100. This is the government we have currently, folks, and this is the government that so desperately does not want Donald Trump back in it. So the plan is going to be as follows. Try to get Nikki Haley across the finish line as close to first place as they can, which is going to be hard. But keep her in second. Keep her in strong second. The guy getting really screwed here is really Ron DeSantis, because none of the Democrats are changing their political parties to vote for him. They're all getting their support behind Nikki Haley. So Ron DeSantis is going to get screwed out of it. They're going to get Haley in second place. And they're going to hope that one of or two of these indictments stick, and that somehow, some way, they either send Donald Trump to jail, disqualify him from running for president, or discourage enough people to vote for him, that they win. Now, I'm telling you right now, there's an awful lot of old guard Republicans that would pull that lever for Joe Biden before they pulled it for Donald Trump. People that you voted for in your home state, thinking they're a Republican and they have like-minded views like me, they'll pull that lever for Joe Biden before they pull it for Donald Trump. And I've said on my show repeatedly, and I will continue to say, you have to ask yourself why. Why would a Republican prefer to work with a Democrat to Donald Trump? He's a threat to our democracy. That's why. Well, okay, well, define that. He's a threat to our democracy because why? Because the economy was never better under him? Because China was put in their place under him? Because ISIS was wiped out under him? Because the Supreme Court was now a rational judicial body instead of a bunch of radicals? Tell me why again. Well, what's the threat to democracy? You know what the threat to democracy really is? When you're attempting to stop the will of the people from taking fruition. The will of the people was clearly shown in Iowa, at least, and that is we want Donald Trump. I turned on CNN, and what did I hear? 51% is a terrible number. Can you imagine? That means almost half of the Republican base do not want Donald Trump. See how they spin it? You see how they spin that? Let me explain something to you. That is the biggest landslide in the history of Iowa. Never before has anyone gotten that number. Ever. That should have been the headline, right? Massive victory. Tremendous numbers. 20 below zero outside in Iowa. And the mega Republicans came out. You're hearing, well, that's not really a good number. Well, really? That's not a good number, huh? Well, let's see how well Joe Biden's approval ratings are. Oh, 30%. That's a lot worse number. But they're trying to convince you Donald Trump's not doing well. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what you see. He's not winning. Technically speaking, Nikki Haley was the winner because Donald Trump only got less than half of the people in the party. And because Ron DeSantis won't drop out, Nikki Haley's numbers went down. And everybody knows Ron DeSantis is going to win. He should just drop out and let Nikki Haley. I got news for you. Anybody that's voting for Ron DeSantis is not voting for Nikki Haley. Ramaswamy, he does the right thing. He says, look, there's no path forward. And there's really only two candidates was ever in the race that was America First. So I'm putting all my support behind Donald Trump. No Vivek Ramaswamy voters are going to vote for Nikki Haley either, and they know it. Now, what they tried to do, the media tried very hard, social media especially tried very hard to do, is to start a war between DeSantis supporters and Trump supporters. And the reason they tried this, and even sent agent provocateurs, people who weren't going to vote for either Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump, pretending to be Trump supporters, pretending to be DeSantis supporters. Go start arguments on Twitter. Go start arguments on Facebook. Go start arguments. And then when it becomes the DeSantis camp against the Trump camp, we all know Ron can't win. But if the Trump supporters, the fake Trump supporters, keep insulting Ron, then when Ron drops out, the DeSantis supporters will say, well, I'm not voting for Trump. That's the enemy side. They called me an idiot. They called me this. They called me that. They can go F themselves. Yeah, folks, that's the plan. Plan is to get the DeSantis voters to refuse to go to the polls for Donald Trump. I got a newsflash for you. It's not going to work. And for all of you people who say, well, you know, I sort of like DeSantis and I think you're being extra mean, turn the volume up for a minute and listen very closely. The reason that plan's not going to work is because Ron DeSantis is an honest man. And Ron DeSantis is going to throw his support behind Donald Trump. And he's going to tell his supporters, vote for Donald Trump. Because he knows who Nikki Haley is too. He knows Ramaswamy is right. Now, I hope I have not misjudged Ron DeSantis. But I don't think I have. I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I do not think Ron DeSantis would ever support Nikki Haley. So if you're one of his supporters who's been attacked by a Trump supporter, are you sure that was a Trump supporter? If you're a Trump supporter who was attacked by a DeSantis supporter on social media, are you sure that's a DeSantis supporter? Or do you think it's just the Democrats' business as usual saying, divide and conquer? Oh, my God, Ron DeSantis is popular, too. If he's not popular enough to win, all those votes are going to go to Trump, and we can't win. Quick, send some people and stir some seeds of dissent between the DeSantis supporters and the Trump supporters so that one will never vote for the other. That's what we have to do. This has been their game plan forever, folks. If it's not turning black against white, Latino against black, Asian against whatever. This is what they do. Male against female, straight against gay. That's what they do. That is their game plan. Divide and conquer. And they may succeed. They actually may succeed. They've got so many different things trying to stop Donald Trump that it's like trying to dodge raindrops. You're going to get hit by a couple of them, no matter how fast you run and no matter how much you maneuver. You can be as agile as you want to be. You can't dodge raindrops for very long. So they're just throwing the whole book at them. And they're hoping one of them stick, but if it doesn't, their backup plan is very simple. Keep Nikki Haley in this race. Divide the DeSantis supporters and the Trump supporters into enemy camps that will never vote for one another. And we win either way. We either get old Joe in, or we get a replacement at the last minute, which I would not at all be surprised if that happens. Or we get Nikki Haley in, and we like Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's just fine with the Democrats. Oh, they may disagree with her on one or two things, but at the end of the day, this is Nikki Haley who did literally did an interview where she said, you have to understand that the people coming across the border, they're people who want a good life too. They're people who want the best for their family too. They have hearts. We can't just turn them aside. They're women with their babies clutched to their breasts, doing their best to get across the border so that their children will be saved. Except when you see the line, 95% of them are 25-year-old men. And by the way, we have a heart. I understand everybody wants to come to America for a better life. God bless you. But you have to do it legally. That's like saying, I only wanted the best for my children, so I stole a whole bunch of food. Still going to be prosecuted. I can't go in and say, I'm sorry, I can't afford to feed my family, and I got to do the best I can for my family, so I'm going to steal your food. Because if I'm caught, I will be arrested. And Nikki Haley's not going to come to the jail and say, he has a heart too. He was only trying to do what was best for his children. We have to realize he's not an evil person. He's not a thief. Yeah, I'm a thief. If I steal, I'm a thief. If you cross the border illegally, you're a criminal. Deal with it. That's not a hard concept, folks. But we're living in backwards world. So I have news. Anything can happen here. If you're a Trump supporter, do not be built by this nonsense. I heard Ron DeSantis' campaign manager, who really, really, really should be fired, say, this whole thing is rigged. They called the thing for Donald Trump an hour into the caucus. Yeah, they did. Because it was so lopsided, it was ridiculous. Point was, yeah, but when you call it that early, people who are going to come out in this 20 degree below zero weather and vote for Ron decided to stay home because they realized that their vote wouldn't count. Okay. Well, that's a good point. Now let me counterpoint. How many people that were going to go out and vote for Donald Trump when they heard, oh, he's winning by a landslide? I don't need to go out in 20 degree below zero weather then. He's easily got this. I'll just stay home. It worked both ways. You can't say every person that stayed home was going to vote for Ron. Every person that got stayed home was going to vote for Nikki Haley. No. I got a newsflash for you. If it was 20 degrees below zero and the wind was howling and my car would barely start and I had to go 14 miles to vote for Donald Trump and I was about to get my boots on and go and they said, well, this race is over. Donald Trump is clearly winning by a huge margin, insurmountable margin. I'm staying home. As much of a Trump supporter as I am, I'm staying home. What's the point? But they didn't. And you want to tell me, it was only Ron DeSantis supporters who stayed home. Come on. Now, Ron DeSantis himself, I don't think, said that. He's a campaign manager. Everybody's crying the blues. Ron DeSantis knows he's in a screwed position. He's not a dumb man. He understands that Nikki Haley's the chosen one of the Republican Party, of the establishment Republican Party, and he knows Donald Trump is the choice of the MAGA, Make America Great Again, America First. He's the man in the middle. So the establishment Republicans take a look at him and they say, well, he's not going to play ball with us as much as Nikki. So we're going to go behind Nikki. And the MAGA crowd says, well, you know, he's good and he's going to try his best, but he's still a politician at heart and he's going to play ball with them elitists a little bit, and we don't want that. Caught in between. I said a long time ago, if Ron DeSantis was smart, he would have said nothing but good things about Donald Trump, backed Donald Trump in this race, and probably would have ended up being the vice president. One stone's throw away from the White House in 2028, and probably the next president of the United States. Instead, he was told, if you don't do it now, you will never get another chance like this. Donald Trump is in huge trouble if he runs, and he may not even run, and if he does, he'll be indicted, and you're going to be the mega choice when Trump falls from the mountain. Yeah, it didn't happen. And if DeSantis was smart, he would have said, yeah, I don't think so. Nikki Haley's just a cutthroat. But I want you to understand something. When Donald Trump won in Iowa, he came out and he gave a speech and he said both Ron and Nikki did a fantastic job. Both of them are good people. Yeah, I congratulate them on the job they did. Did you hear Ron DeSantis congratulate Donald Trump? No. Did you hear Nikki Haley? Yes, Nikki Haley did. She congratulated Donald Trump. But did you hear either one of Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley talk about the other one? No, you did not. They didn't mention each other. Ron DeSantis didn't say a word about, well, Nikki Haley ran a good race. But no. Nikki Haley didn't say, oh, well, Ron DeSantis edged me out. I have to admit he did a great job. Uh-uh. Ron DeSantis is not supporting Nikki Haley, folks. When Ron DeSantis' time comes, and I expect it will probably be after New Hampshire, He's in single digits there. He's probably going to stay in single digits there, thanks to the Democrats, by the way. If you're a DeSantis supporter, you can thank Democrats for that. Democrats are going to turn out in huge numbers to support Nikki Haley. Huge. And again, ask yourself why. Donald Trump's so easy to beat. Why don't they turn out in huge numbers to support Donald Trump, the candidate they really want to win the primary so that Joe Biden can trounce him again? That's all I ever hear. Joe Biden trounced him once. He can trounce him again easily. Okay, then that's the guy you want. Why y'all running to vote for Nikki Haley? I think that's pretty self-evident. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. You're being lied to. You're being lied to by the media, who's telling you Donald Trump really isn't doing that well. Donald Trump's not even really going to be able to run for president. You're just going to be wasting your support and your vote if you vote for him. Why don't you vote for somebody who's going to bring peace and harmony to the world, and that's going to be Nikki Haley. Peace and harmony? Nikki Haley has never seen a country she didn't want to bomb. There's not going to be any peace and harmony here, and Nikki Haley is not a conservative. Until the border became a crisis, Nikki Haley was all for letting everybody in. Until the transgender thing exploded, she was all for letting transgender people use these bathrooms with women or men, depending on their gender. She was all for this. All for it. Now, all of a sudden, she changes her mind. Nikki Haley is whichever way the wind blows. Nikki Haley wakes up in the morning, and when someone says good morning, she says, well, what's the consensus on that? Does most people think it's a good morning? They do? All right, then it's a good morning. 52% says it's cloudy, and okay, well, then it's not a good morning. Cloudy morning. That's how Nikki Haley's opinion is whatever is over 51%. Well, guess what, Nikki? The opinion of the Republican voters, over 50%, is they don't want you. Oh, but you won't listen to that. Because you got your Democrat friends who are telling you, stay in, stay in. We'll give you more money, Nikki. You're running out of money, Nikki? Stay in because we got Trump. I'm telling you, he's going to be indicted. He's gonna go to jail, Nikki. He's not running for president. DeSantis is going to drop out, Nikki. You're going to be the one. How much more money do you need, Nikki, to stay in this race? We want you. They're bending over backwards for Nikki Haley. I want you to think about that for a minute. When the opposing party is bending over backwards and donating to the campaign of an opposing party member, what do you think that means? I don't see anybody funding Ron DeSantis' campaign from the Democrat Party because they don't want him either. But they really don't want Donald Trump. They really don't want him. And the reason is Donald Trump knows how the game is played. He knows their dirty little secrets. Have you noticed something? Every single person who has tried their best to destroy Donald Trump ends up destroyed themselves. Now here's Fani Willis or whatever her name is. Oh, I'm running a campaign based on it. If you vote for me, I'm getting Trump. Did you ever hear that in your lifetime? Vote for me, and I promise you I'll find a crime that Donald Trump did. I'll put him in jail. I'll find something he did. Oh, that's a great way to do the law. Could you imagine that? Can you imagine if a sheriff in your own town is running and says, well, you don't like this guy? Well, you know what? Vote for me. I'll find something he did to throw him in jail. That sound democratic to you? I thought Donald Trump was the guy who was threatening democracy. No, Fani Willis is over there saying, vote for me. I'll indict Donald Trump. I'll find something. Except now, guess what happens? Now we find out that she handpicks a guy who she's having an affair with, pays him an exorbitant amount of money that nobody has ever seen or heard of in their lifetime, and uses that money to go on long vacations with him. And what is her response? Yeah, you're only picking on me because I'm a black woman. She didn't say I didn't do it. She didn't come out and say, well, this is outrageous. I didn't do any such thing. I'm not having an affair with that guy, and I did not pay him more than he was worth. I did not go on long vacations with him. She didn't say any of that. You know what she said? This never would have been brought up if I weren't a black woman. Play the race card some more. Holy cow. Her career's over. Destroyed. And it should be. And before this is over, if there's any justice in the world, so will all these prosecutors that went after. Albert Bragg, have you heard from him lately? No. He's in the witness protection program, for God's sake. You can't find him because he knows his career's over. So you have to ask yourself, why did all these smart people who studied law and did all of these things, why did they do stupid things like this? You know why? Because they were blackmailed into doing it or pressured into doing it or bribed into doing it by a Democratic Party who said, by all means necessary, stop Donald Trump. So let me ask you all a question out there. If someone told you, no matter what you do, do not open the trunk of this car. Do not do it. You trust that person? And if you had the opportunity, you're going to peek in the trunk? Or you think they got something to hide? You think maybe there's something that you really shouldn't see in that trunk? Something they're desperately trying to protect and avoid anybody seeing? Okay, well, then what do you think this is? When they say, no, Trump, do whatever you have to do. Break laws. Make up laws. Change the meaning of laws. Bribe judges. Bribe prosecutors. Whatever you got to do, by all means necessary. You think they got something to hide? They can't make it any plainer than this, folks, and I can't make it any plainer to you. This Democratic Party is corrupt up to its eyebrows. And the old school Republicans are at least corrupt up to their neck. And they're all in this good old boys club together of, we can't have Donald Trump do another 4 years or our careers are done and our game is exposed. So they've decided, they've all gotten together and said, how about Nikki Haley? Okay, she has different ideas than you about a few things, but you know, she's very malleable. She can be persuaded. Oh, okay, yeah, Nikki Haley's not a bad choice. Okay, well then, if you agree that Nikki Haley is a better choice for the Democrats than Donald Trump, we also agree she's a better choice than Donald Trump for us old-school Republicans. Let's all get together and sabotage Trump. Ah, but what about Ron DeSantis? He might, he might outdo Nikki. No, don't worry about him. We'll get all the Democrats to show up in New Hampshire and bury his political aspirations as president. Besides, Nikki's going to win Iowa over, at least over DeSantis. And when she does, she's definitely going to beat DeSantis in Iowa, New Hampshire. That'll be two in a row for Nikki. And all of a sudden, all the Trump supporters will say, maybe we better take a better look at Nikki. And then, with all the indictments and horrible things coming out about Donald Trump, we'll get her across the finish line. And if Joe don't beat her brains out, at least you got a president you can live with. Except Ron DeSantis threw a monkey wrench into that in Iowa. Because all the Democrats that were supposed to change their party affiliation and come out to vote for Nikki said, it's too cold. So Ron DeSantis beat her. You know how I know that? Because like I said in the beginning of this show, she gave the speech that she was supposed to give if she came in second. She congratulated Donald Trump on his victory and said now it's a two-person race. That speech was written before the caucus. That line was written before the end of the night. And the end of the night was supposed to be Nikki Haley in second place, declaring that it's a two-person race, and now on to New Hampshire, where I'm going to come in second again and prove there's only one person that can really defeat Donald Trump. And Ron DeSantis and his supporters threw a monkey wrench into that, just like Donald Trump threw a monkey wrench into Hillary Clinton's coronation. They don't want to elect Nikki Haley. They want to coronate. The primaries really aren't over, folks. As much as I said in the beginning, it's clear on paper it's over. And that still remains a fact. But the primaries are not over. Because the Democrats and a decent amount of Republicans are going to try everything they can to pull out every trick in the book, every dirty tactic, everything they can to eliminate Donald Trump from this race. And Ron DeSantis. Now, what I would say to Ron DeSantis is this. Do not drop out under any circumstances. I know it costs a lot of money. I know your donors are going to dry up. I know. I get it. Don't drop out. Not yet. I know a lot of Trump supporters are saying, wait a minute. No, drop out. Drop out and all that support will go to Trump. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Nikki Haley's staying in. Nikki Haley ain't going anywhere. Don't drop out until Haley does. Force her to go into South Carolina and lose in her home state. Force it. Then, if she's humiliated in South Carolina, even if she comes in second, that's a humiliation. Then if you want to drop out and support Trump, do it. Don't drop out after New Hampshire. Stay in until South Carolina at the very minimum. And throw another monkey wrench into their plan. And my second advice for Ron DeSantis is this. Learn from this process. You ran a horrible campaign, thanks to the people you chose to run it. It's not your fault, necessarily. You didn't say anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You ran a horrible campaign based on these people like your campaign managers who have no clue what the hell is going on. Ron DeSantis is still a major player in the Republican Party, and one I truly, honestly believe in. But you can't have this. It's not your time. You're the America First candidate that's more a seasoned politician. We don't need that right now. We need the nuclear bomb, right? We need that guy who's going to blow up Washington. You're a hand grenade, Ron. You'll do a little bit of damage. They'll survive it and grow stronger. We need the atomic blast of Donald Trump to drain that swamp, reveal who the swamp creatures are, and then a hand grenade will be more than good enough. You know, I'm looking at the Democratic Party, and I don't see any leaders. I don't see anyone. Gavin Newsom? He's not a leader. He's not going to win anything. Kamala Harris? She's not going to win anything. The Democrats are starved for actual political talent. The Republican Party, on the other hand, they have a Ron DeSantis. They have a Vivek Ramaswamy. They have a Tim Scott. They have some qualified people who can bring us into the next generation. Young. Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, they're very young. Got all the time in the world, folks, and they're going to be huge players in the Republican Party. But you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Right now, Ron DeSantis is the knife. But unfortunately, the Democrats have cannons. So we do need Donald Trump. I know Ron DeSantis understands that. And when he does finally drop out, he will support Trump. I fully and completely believe in that. Should he not, then I was wrong about Ron DeSantis. And I will get on this show and tell you that I no longer trust Ron DeSantis. Throws his support behind Nikki Haley. Then you can clearly understand that he's been bribed to do so. Because Ron DeSantis, with absolutely no doubt in my mind, knows what Nikki Haley really is. A closet Democrat, an old school Republican with Democratic tendencies, who is the hand chosen person to run against Joe Biden by the Democrats, and the Democrats' choice for a Republican president should he not win. This is the Democrats' backup plan. We think Joe will win. If Joe can't run because of health reasons or whatever, and we throw in a Gavin Newsom or we throw in somebody, we even think maybe he'll be able to beat Nikki Haley. But if worst comes to worst case scenario, and neither of them could, none of our Democrats could, and she squeaks out a victory, we still win because she's still fine. She's acceptable. We'll get plenty of what we want from Nikki Haley. We're at a crisis zone in this country. We got to either take it back or lose it forever. It's like a tug of war. If you just want to gain a quarter inch on your opponent, fine. Well, then that might be Nikki Haley. If you want to gain a foot or two, maybe that's Ron DeSantis. If you want to yank that other team across the line, well, that's Donald Trump. That choice is yours. You either want to make America great again country or you don't. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, what does that mean? Racism? No, it's not racism. It's not racism to say you want to know what people are coming into your country. Racism has now gotten to the point where it is so overused, the word racist, it means nothing anymore. I've just heard of a leader in a black community where a Walgreens is permanently closing because they can no longer stand the amount of theft that's happening. Basically say, well, that's racist. They should just deal with the theft and stay open for the people who don't steal. The reason they're not staying open for the people who don't steal is because they're racist. No, because they're a business. Why don't you, if you're a real leader in the community, why don't you tell you that stop stealing? You're the ones that's hurting the community, the thieves. No, it's Walgreens. They're evil. They're leaving. They should just eat the loss. They can afford it. Eat that loss. Stay open so the people can steal. There'll be people who don't steal that'll patronize you. How dare you close because your theft is so high? Racist. Time that people just started speaking in plain English in this country and not be worried about what they're being called. And if you think that that makes any sense at all, then you're dumber than a box of rocks. How about you tell your community to stop stealing? Well, there's poor people and they can't find a job. Okay, well, I feel bad for you, but you still can't steal. See, that's the thing I'm trying to tell you. I feel bad for the mother who's trying to get the baby across the border because they want a better life for her child. But you can't go do it illegally. I feel bad for the people who can't afford food. You can't steal it. I feel bad for the Democrats who have nobody worth a damn to be a president of the United States, but you also can't steal an election. And that's what you're fixing to do. And all the while that you're plotting to basically steal an election, you're pointing at the guy who the people really do want and saying, he's a threat to democracy. No, he's a threat to you. And that's why you don't want him. Tell the truth. He's a threat to your way of living. He's a threat to your corruption. He's a threat to you making money off the backs of war. Every country that you want to bomb. $2 billion gone from the Ukraine. You want me to tell you where it is? It's in people's pockets. That's where it is. Who funneled that money? Oh, give me $2 billion of the taxpayers' money and we'll all split it around. We'll have a big old whip round and everybody will buy a big house and a yacht somewhere. Who cares if women and children are being blown up? I need another swimming pool in my house. You don't lose $2 billion. It's $2 billion. I know people who would be catatonic if they lost a $20 billion. And they're scratching their heads. Huh? Wonder where that went. As if some kid lost a nickel down the sewer. And that's your money. And they stole it. But if you complain, you must want people in the Ukraine to be bombed. You must want children to be killed. It's a nasty game, but that's the game that's being played. I promise you, you're going to see support dwindle in the Republican Party and money being withheld from MAGA candidates. They don't want this. They don't want this country to be restored where the people have the power. Because they got a taste of the power, and they don't want to let it go. Now, in the chat room, Derek's saying, yeah, I mean, you know, is Ron DeSantis really going to support someone who made a DeSantisLies.com website? Well, listen, I hope not, and I don't think he will. But I don't necessarily consider that totally disqualifying, because Donald Trump said that Vivek Ramaswamy was a fraud. And Vivek Ramaswamy threw his support behind Donald Trump. You say a lot of things in a political campaign to win. That's the problem. And while they're spending $100 million of your money trying to get in power so they can steal more of your money to buy yachts and swimming pools, remember who the guy was who didn't even take a salary as president. Oh, that's right. His name was Donald Trump.